The word today is Jesus. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. When the Christmas angels announced the coming of the world Savior, they revealed His name, Jesus. It means God saves, and God's greatest act of salvation was accomplished by sending His Son to carry the sins of the world to the cross so that all could be forgiven. The name Jesus is to be respected and adored because it perfectly describes His reason for coming to earth. Here to share more about this joyful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Jesus.
I remember when my sister Dana and I were young, and Pastor Paul was trying to teach us a basic truth about faith, and it was that there is a distinct difference between joy and happiness. And he said that joy is constant. It's deeper inside of us. Happiness, on the other hand, is dependent on the current circumstances. If the circumstances change, there goes our happiness. But the joy that we have because we're Christians stays with us. We're going to be looking at the moment at the joyous occasion of the coming of Jesus. We know this as Christmas. And we're going to take a look at the account in Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8, where it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, that is, near Bethlehem, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them." There is a board game that had been popular for decades called Monopoly. And part of the game was that you went around the route on the board again and again in an effort to try to amass wealth. You were supposed to grow your assets and then slowly acquire properties because the board was ringed with locations or properties, and you were supposed to get more of these properties and eventually put houses on them or hotels, and the goal was to get the most money. And you started the game on the first place on the board, which was named Go. And part of the deal was, as you went around the board, you would pass Go and get $200. Once in a while, there would be a card that you would draw, kind of a wild card, and it might tell you, instruct you, go directly to this place on the board. Do not pass go. Do not get $200. It seems to me as though the game that Mary and Joseph were involved in, that is the situation in which their life was taking place, was turning unfavorably toward them. It could not have been a very happy time in their lives to have had Caesar, the known world's ruler, issue a decree that everyone had to travel in order to get back to their ancestral town In the case of Joseph, his ancestral town was Bethlehem. And so at the worst possible time, with Mary pregnant with the Christ child, they have to go and travel for days to get back to Bethlehem to register for a Roman census. That would not have been very happy. And when they came to Bethlehem, the place was packed and there was no normal rooms for them, and they had to stay in what we think was a cave, a little grotto, which was a stable for animals. And that's how was fulfilled that message of the angels that the shepherds would find the baby lying in a manger, in a feed trough. Such an incredible account. It's so interesting how the plan of salvation gives us great joy that is deep-seated and unshakable, knowing that Jesus Christ has come to this world in order to save us and redeem us from our sin. And yet our daily circumstances can change so much. We might have a fantastic day where all kinds of things go well, or we could have a bad period of time where we're very unhappy. Just think about some of the good news or bad news that you could get over the course of time. Maybe you would get a new job and you'd be encouraged about the income and the exploration of your skills from a new job. Maybe a friend of yours might have died, and now you're gripped with sorrow at the loss of this companion. Maybe you just got engaged, and now there's love in your life. Or perhaps you have a disease, maybe battling cancer. Our happiness is so dependent on the things that are happening from day to day and month to month. The Christian has joy through all of this, no matter what the circumstances, because Jesus Christ came to this earth in order to bring us forgiveness and the assurance of life eternal. We have joy. The angels were trying to tell this to the shepherds when they told them, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. He is the Lord's chosen to bring salvation to the people." Well, that message was very well received by the shepherds. They were really fascinated, and they said, "Let's go and see about this." But there was another individual who was really upset, and that was King Herod. He figured that this meant there was a contender to his throne, and he found out that it was a newborn, so he thought, "We'll see about that." And he tried to kill all the boys in the vicinity of Bethlehem that were under 2 years of age. Happiness, it changes. So often it changes. And with the coming of Jesus and the gospel that is preached in Jesus' name, some people are elated, so excited. This is the best thing that has ever happened to them, to find out that there is a God who made us and loves us, even to the point that he would send his son to this world in order to die, that we might have forgiveness of sins. Others aren't too happy. Individuals that are arrogant and think they're self-sufficient, people that would rather worship idols and false gods, they're not very happy about Christianity. But it doesn't change the fact that in Jesus Christ we can have joy, a joy that lasts beyond all circumstances. This is what the angels were talking about. And I hope that as you think about Christmas time, the coming of Jesus, that you have great joy because of it. God's best news comes to us through Jesus himself. Because of Jesus, we have teachings from God that enlighten us to the fact that God wants to adopt us as his children in faith so that we become children of God. We find out in Jesus because his name means God saves. That's the name he was to be given when he came. His name means God saves. Our sins are forgiven. We're saved from the consequences of sin and death. Another name that is given for Christians in the New Testament is that we are a citizen of heaven. I love that one. One of my favorite old-fashioned hymns is, I am but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. And there was a short story that was written by John Bunyan named The Pilgrim's Progress, where he was working his way toward the celestial city, toward his heavenly home. The Christian has the joy of God. No matter what we have happen daily, no matter what pitfalls or problems, because Jesus Christ has come to bring us salvation. And here's the deal. It really doesn't matter what your occupation, it doesn't matter how rich or poor you are, or what your health is. The message of Jesus and his love is for everyone. Salvation in Jesus is universal. Anybody can receive this blessing. Doesn't matter. We have people in the world that are shepherds still today in parts of the world, and you can receive Jesus. We have people that are city workers. In some parts of the world, individuals are still enslaved by others. The message of salvation is for you too, so that you can have the joy of God. And there are people who are seeking. They haven't found what they really want in life. Well, maybe Jesus is your solution. He is the gift from God. He is this good news that the angels talk about. So be joyful, like Mary, Jesus' mother, and the angel choirs praising Jesus, and the shepherds returning with joy. Why don't you praise God too and have joy, not just happiness, but joy that lasts in Jesus?
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. .org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.